This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection from poet Karen Shalm, who came to Montana to shed the weight of a tragedy and found, much to her surprise, a sense of home. She writes,
I'm fifth generation Californian. My mother was born in a small town at the foot of Mount Whitney. Her grandfather was a Forest Service Ranger in charge of building a trail to the top of Whitney, the tallest mountain in the lower 48. The trail is a work of art, winding through meadows of Indian paintbrush and wild roses, past the vegetation line to a land of rock and snow. This is where I spread my mother's ashes when she died, too young, from breast cancer. I moved to Montana when I was 25, fleeing my grief. I was searching for a new sense of home. In the wilderness of the Rocky Mountain front, I felt a familiar sense of belonging among the rocks, icy creeks, and wind-bent trees. I was fortunate enough to befriend an older poet, Ripley Hugo, who offered me retreats to her family's cabin on the Teton River because she understood my grief. Her son, Matthew Hansen, died of cancer at the age of 23, just a year after her husband, Richard Hugo, died. Matthew, like his mom and stepdad, was a fine poet. His single published book has many poems rooted in nature, some even penned in the cabin where I rusticated. Eventually, I got a degree in poetry, but more importantly, I fell in love. We married and started a family. Now, my children are first-generation Montanans, and I hope to be lucky enough to meet my grandchildren, to take them to the mountains and teach them the language of home.
Shalm pairs her reflection with part of a poem by Matthew Hansen from his book, Clearing.
The book's preface, by James Welch, notes, "Nothing is easy for a young man learning his way. But in Matt's case, the way was filled with beauty and brilliance and young, crusty dignity." Hansen writes,
Credo. I believe in rock breaking light across its back, and the magpie who sings each day a new flight to her son. A red horse runs beneath me in the moon, mountains turning cloud. We run out of Ponderosa screaming, wind, wind, gold leaves burn on the hill. There's no word for flicker struggling upward in my tongue, but his wings beat blood. Your feet should dance across the night. Cicadas sing and fire drums your longing into flight. Once I took a river for my guide, followed upstream with my hand, but the willows told each bend and lost me in a wave. Light is lonely under ice. Fires tell the magpie, fly away. Our only hope is chance migration, something growing in the south where trees are soft and people love your voice. I tell you, catch a wind and head for dawn. It's hiding past the mountains in a hole, breaking rock with sight and lying weathered on a barn. Barns collapse, and you should know your heart collapses too. We spend our lives learning bone, so put your faith in rock and hope for lichen on your ribs. I fall and wait for wind to bleach me barren white. You should take these bones and build a home.
An excerpt of a poem by Matthew Hansen.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.